It didn't take much to convince Dr. Jean Talleyrand that marijuana really does have healing properties.
When you see that there's a relatively safe substance that is an anti-inflammatory, and it's a muscle relaxer, and it's a pain reliever, and you see the amount of patients having difficulty with being basically addicted to the opiates that the doctors are prescribing to them, it convinces anyone who looks into it.
Talleyrand got his first exposure to the efficacy of the medical use of marijuana, more precisely termed cannabis, as a family practice doctor in San Francisco. But it wasn't until 2004 that he went into the business of recommending, not prescribing, the otherwise illegal herb. Now his business, Medican, has 20 offices from Eureka to San Diego, including locations in Santa Rosa, Cotati, and Ukiah. And they have found that cannabis is effective for a number of ailments, but with one clear leader among the top five.
Our number one diagnosis is low back pain, probably because every physician's number one diagnosis is low back pain. Anxiety and depression, migraine headaches, insomnia, and then muscle spasms, neck pain.
It's possible to get relief for all of this from a single plant, Talleyrand explains, because that plant contains multiple beneficial compounds, collectively known as cannabinoids.
The most medicinal is not THC. It's something called cannabidiol, CBD. That's the one that acts better against pain and inflammation. THC varies in the plant anywhere from 1% to 24%, which is found mostly in Northern California. CBD varies from 1 to 5%.
That range of potency, he continues, is the result of a variety of factors.
It depends on the soil conditions, the year, the sun and the rain patterns. There's also variability in type. Indica versus sativa plants have different amounts. There's also variability in when you pick it.
Because of its complicated legal standing, there are no good ways currently available to standardize the quality, much less potency, of medical cannabis in California. That was one of the main reasons behind the Medical Cannabis Symposium that Talleyrand's organization hosted in Ukiah this past Saturday.
Mendocino County in particular, we want to talk to the growers. We want to let them know what our patients are looking for so that they can best provide it. I hope that the community gets together and produces something good for our society.
Talleyrand admits that medical cannabis can be abused, just as there are abuses of other prescription medicines, but he adds there has never been a death directly attributed to cannabis use, nor has he seen it to be addictive for his patients.
We've seen 230,000 patients. They don't all come back the next year, so I'm assuming they've stopped. Not all conditions last forever, although most of the conditions we see tend to be chronic. For instance, low back pain, you can get better from low back pain. It requires some vigilance in terms of exercise and seeing a physical therapist or a chiropractor, but it's possible to get well again.
Worldwide, there have been literally thousands of studies to gauge and measure the medicinal applications and benefits of cannabis, which has been documented historically as far back as 8,000 BC. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.